FDA, per our mandate, we are supposed to ensure that the products on the market are safe for consumption or use. And I'm talking about food products, cosmetics, medical devices, household chemicals, medicines, and tobacco. Now, we want to concentrate now on food products because of the festive season. And we are just alerting the general public that there are some basic things that when they are patronizing, they should watch out for. Not only during the Christmas period, every time. But during the Christmas period, people try to take advantage. So they have to be extra alert in this period. Now, some of the things we want consumers to watch out for are these. First, every product they purchase on the market should have its labeling in English. It's very important. If you buy a product and the labeling is not in English, do not patronize it because it has not been approved for use. And when I talk about English, it could be in any other language, but the English translation should be on the label. That's very important. Consumers should always inform the FDA when they notice any activity that is going on looks fictitious. For instance, you buy the product and you notice that the labeling appears defaced. Or for instance, when you are checking the label, you notice as if they use an extra label to cover another label. Some people do that, which is criminal. So when you notice anything of that nature, you have to alert the FDA. The second one is manufacturer's name and address. If you buy a product and it has no manufacturer's name and address on it, please do not patronize it. FDA cannot guarantee the safety of that product. It means you have not approved it. The third one has to do with manufacturing date and expiry date. This is very important that every consumer should ensure that the product is purchasing hasn't expired. If even you notice that there's an expiry date, but the writing appears fishy or altered or suspicious, we advise that report to the FDA to not go ahead to patronize the product. The other thing I want to talk about has to do with products that are exposed to direct sunlight. They've been on the sun for a long time. They've been sold. You see, the challenge is that the heat affects products. So if, for instance, it hasn't even expired, but it has been on the sun for a long time, there's every possibility that its quality or safety may be compromised. So we advise that products exposed to direct sunlight should be discouraged. Again, sellers, now let us come to canned food products. When you buy a canned food product and you notice that there's any rusting at any part of the can, no matter how small the rusting appears, please, we advise that you do not use it. The reason is that there's a possibility that this rusting might have extended into the can itself and that could contaminate the content. And when you take it, it may have food poisoning. So we advise that products that show signs of rusting and things should not be patronized.
He said the FDA and its surveillance team are on the market to ensure that such products are not sold to consumers.
FDA, we don't do this only during Christmas period. It's a normal routine activity that on daily basis, we send officers onto the market to check into shops, malls, I mean places that they sell all products that we regulate. That's what we do on daily basis. But I must be honest with you that because of some of these fictitious activities that people try to do during Christmas period, we always increase the number of staff that goes out during the festive season. And that's exactly what we are doing at the moment. As we are talking right now, we have officers on the market. They are going to various places to check things down on the market. On daily basis, people call us and give us information. I must be honest with you, we move immediately. Just yesterday, we had a call from one of these media stations about a hint that they had concerning some people that are trying to change expiry date. Immediately, we sent officers to go to the place. So it's something we act on immediately, we get the information. Unless, of course, it's at a time that maybe we are not operational, in the sense that maybe it's in the night. So maybe the following morning when we come forward, we alert the officers. But otherwise, we act immediately on it. We have two hotlines, one toll-free line, and then a short code. So I'll give all out now. The hotlines that we have are 0299-802-932 and 0299-802-933. These are the two hotlines. And then we have a short code. You can send us SMS message from all networks. And the short code is 4015-4015.
You heard Director of Communications FDA, James Lati.